The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Police are expected to search the land around where Christian Bruckner, the main suspect in the Madeleine McCann case, used to live. Roads have been closed off. Tents were set up in the area in Portugal where Madeleine McCann went missing 18 years ago. Journalist Rob Hyde has been following the case and he joins us now with the latest updates. Rob, good morning.
Good morning to you, Pat.
Now, let's talk first of all about this interview that Christian Bruckner gave to RTL Television.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's very interesting. What I've seen quite a few times over the years is that whenever there's a sudden sort of surge of media focus in a way that might be potentially damaging to the defence, they tend to kind of hijack the narrative and put something out there to kind of distract from it. And it felt a bit like that today, because as you just rightly said, there's this big search going on in Portugal. But at the same time, for the first time ever, he decides to do a jail-based interview, you know, five years since he's been named as the official suspect. And in it, he really did what he did before, which was kind of play the victim and argue that he's a big victim of the biggest injustice in sort of criminal history. He also referred to assaults and how he can't leave his police cell. There might be, you know, I think there is a fair argument to be made there, because I was in court recently in Leyte, where he was there and he was being charged with having insulted prison officers at the prison he's currently in Zinda. And when I was there, the defence lawyer, Philip Markvard, part of the defence team, he said, actually, if you look at the European standards on what torture is, then it's actually not normal to be locked up for 2.5 years, as Christian Bruckner has been. And he found out that I think only 7 people in the state of Lower Saxony had been, locked up for that time in the last couple of years. But at the same time, he did seem to be wanting to have his cake and eat it, because on the other hand, he was also complaining about having been locked up. He was saying, I have to be locked up because I'm being assaulted, and that's why I choose to stay in my cell and I have all my food here. But in court, his lawyer was arguing how bad it is that he's being locked up. So it's quite complicated and questionable at times.
He refused to talk about Madeleine McCann in that case, but we know that there have been some discoveries by the police which have led to this latest dig.
Yes, he did flatly rule that out, saying that I've discussed it with my lawyers and I won't make any comment about that. It's hard to know the exact reason for why the search is being done now yet. There is one theory. One theory is that supposedly Madeleine's pyjamas were dumped in roadwork trenches. Another theory is that, for example, when I was in court last year, when Bruckner was up for 5 non-related sex charges in Portugal, suddenly a former prisoner, a Romanian prisoner, sort of came to court and said, oh, well, when I was in prison with Bruckner, he told me that he had abducted a young girl and he wanted to know what was the best way to bury a body so that sniffer dogs couldn't detect it. So, I mean, you can kind of make yourself sort of very confused if you speculate too much and you don't really know at the end of the day. But another theory is, of course, simply that they really want to keep Bruckner behind bars, because officially he's due to be released on September the 17th. Although when I was in court recently, this was extended for 6 weeks for him having committed the offence of insulting the prison officers. But still, it won't be that long as it stands before he's officially released. And he has got the better of the German authorities and the police before, because there was a time, I think it was around 2015, when he was released and he was being monitored by police because he was sort of released because they didn't have enough evidence, but he was supposed to go back before court. And he managed to fool them, and he got on a bus, it headed to Netherlands, and then from there he escaped to Italy. So, yeah, I think they are very keen to to be able to keep him behind bars. And were they able to find something this time, then who knows, perhaps they could then finally charge him, because he still hasn't been charged since having been named as the prime suspect in 2020.
Rob Hyde, thank you very much for that update on the Madeleine McCann disappearance.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.